We don't have the ability to impose any kind of a charge to any co-owner on top of that 100% recovery. So not many mineral owners with knowledge of that they were doing such a thing would take the risk unless there was a very small percentage of ownership that's either unleased or uncommitted just because they didn't want to take the risk of doing it. Well, I think a couple of things have happened in recent years. One, mineral ownership has become so fractionated that it's just not always possible to get 100% participation. And with the kind of development that's been done in the last few years, that is horizontal drilling, the costs and the ultimate recovery can be fairly reasonably quantified. Operators can judge the economics and come to the conclusion that even if we do have to carry somebody for their share of the cost, we're still going to make money on the project. And even if we can't get their commitment, it's reasonable for us to go ahead. So how does that accounting get done? And that's the main subject of my topic today. How do you account to a non-participating or non-consenting co-tenant? Well, again, lots of case law says that it's the value of production of the production less the reasonable and necessary cost. Not a lot of case law on what the value of production means. Probably a reasonable interpretation in this context is that should be the price, that is the proceeds that the producing co-tenant is obtaining on the sale of that production. Now there's some risks there. You might have some allocation issues, and our last speaker, Ricardo Morales, spoke to this a little bit. You may have a little bit of difficulty and after production is commingled and allocating back to what value, what price is being received for what production. You could have a possibility that an argument might be made that you're not getting the value of the production. You can go back to the old 1960s and 70s cases, the Vela case, where the producer was not getting anywhere near the market value of the production. Here we're not dealing with a lease that requires the lessee to obtain market value. So I think you probably have a pretty good argument that if the producing co-tenant is acting as a prudent operator and getting the best price is reasonably available under the circumstances, then that producer ought to be deemed to be getting ought to be able to apply the price to that recovery of cost that on the basis of the proceeds that the operator is actually receiving. Most of the cases then deal with what are the costs that can be applied, both before payout and reaching that 100% payout level, and after payout in determining what the net profits of that production are going to be. Certainly the direct costs of drilling a successful well can be recovered, as long as those costs are reasonable. Now, it may cost a pumping and marketing facilities, maintenance and repairs certainly are deductible. Now, one risk that a producing operator has got to understand is that that kind of determination can be pretty subjective. What costs are reasonable? So you are subject to, if it were challenged, having to justify all of those costs. And that's some of the things we'll be talking about. One cardinal rule that's always been applied is that recovery has to be out of actual production. You can't bill a non-operator for costs that were incurred by the operator, except under extremely rare circumstances that really are not, I think, even worth much mention today. You can assume that you're only going to be recovering your costs out of production and out of wells that actually are producing. So one of the issues that comes up with lots of frequency is how do you allocate between operations that may have been particularly successful and operations that are not so successful. If you're drilling several wells on a particular lease, can you treat that as a project? And even if some of the wells are not particularly successful and only and may never pay out, can you use production from the more successful wells to recover your costs on the wells that were not so successful? That is, do you have to do that accounting on a well-by-well basis, or can you do it on a project basis? That question comes up all the time.